I feel like I should say to myself, welcome back to the New Life Spring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 212. I'm Steve Webb and I'm your host. And I owe you an explanation as to why you didn't get episodes on Thursday and Friday last week. After today's reading, it will all become clear. But for now, let's read Psalms 130 through 135 from the English Standard Version. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Psalms chapter 131. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up, my eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me, but I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Psalms chapter 132. Remember, O Lord, in David's favor, all the hardships he endured, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the Mighty One of Jacob, I will not enter my house or get into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the Mighty One of Jacob. Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of Jair. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, and go to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. The Lord swore to David a sure oath from which he will not turn back. One of the sons of your body I will set on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their sons also forever shall sit on your throne. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Her priests I will clothe with salvation, and her saints will shout for joy. There I will make a horn to sprout for David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but on him his crown will shine. Psalms chapter 133. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Psalms chapter 134. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, who made heaven and earth. Psalms chapter 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, O servants of the Lord who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as his own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps. He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain and brings forth the wind from his storehouses. He it was who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and of beast, who in your midst, O Egypt, sent signs and wonders against Pharaoh and all his servants. who struck down many nations and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to his people Israel. Your name, O Lord, endures forever, your renown, O Lord, throughout all ages. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak. They have eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear, nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. How very apropos today's reading is for what's going on around here. How many times did we read, "Praise the Lord," "Bless the Lord," "Praise the name of the Lord" today, and expressions of devotion to God and of how good He is? As I record this episode on Sunday evening, I'm still in a state of elation for the way God blessed my church this morning. And by the way, this leads into why I missed a couple of episodes last week. After nearly 2 years of construction on remodeling our sanctuary, we had the grand opening this morning. Now rest assured, the remodeling was not just for the sake of aesthetics. It's an old building. It opened in, mid-60s. And there were some serious structural issues that caused the project, so it wasn't done for our own enjoyment or sense of style. But since it had to be done, the church decided that when the changes were made, it should be beautiful when we were done as well. So, as the building was nearing completion last week, as the technology guy at church, it was my responsibility to install the sound system, the video system, the computer, and then configure the worship software on the computer. All the wiring had to be installed, which required that I spend multiple hours in the crawl space under the stage. And when I say crawl space, that's being generous. There was not enough room for me to get up on my hands and knees to crawl. You've probably seen movies or TV shows where Marines or soldiers are going through obstacle courses and they have to crawl with their bellies on the ground under barbed wire. Well, that's pretty much the way I was under the stage, except instead of fellow soldiers, I had the company of spiders and who knows what other companions. All told, I probably put in 60 to 70 hours last week bringing all the systems together. And it wasn't even fully complete until literally minutes before the service started this morning. The little sleep I did get last week was filled with dreams of trying to figure out our new digital soundboard. Honestly, when I went to sleep, I was dreaming about this soundboard because it's all new, it's all digital, and I'd never run a digital board, had never trained anybody on how to run a digital board, and there were some things that were just causing me fits. And so my brain just wouldn't let go of it, so when I was sleeping, that's what it was thinking about. But I've got a couple of really good guys that helped me in the sound department, and they were able to figure out some of the issues that had me stumped. Wes and Chris were really wonderful help in that department, so guys, thank you. I could go on and on with stories about this past week, but suffice it to say that I really just poured all of myself into the project because my heart's desire is to serve my Lord in such a way that when the worship service is underway, people are drawn to Him and not distracted by technical hiccups or faux pas. I really want the technology at church to be invisible. I don't want people thinking about it. I want them just focusing on God and what the pastor is saying. Well, how did it go? Almost completely flawlessly. The only small problem was when our pastor switched on his wireless mic. It decided to give us nothing but static. It worked fine in rehearsal, but when he switched it on, all we heard was... But like a champ, our pastor just picked up another handheld mic after about 2 seconds and continued right on into the message. My thanks go to the guys that helped make it all come together, and I praise the God who strengthens and enables us when we're weak. He made it all happen. And to Him be the glory and honor and praise forever. I hope you'll join me tomorrow as we begin the book of Judges. You'll be here, right? Oh, by the way, Check out the show notes at bible.lifespringmedia.com if you'd like to see a few pictures from this morning's worship service. My friend, I would love to hear from you. My email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let me know what God has been doing in your life, and I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.